Warfare is no longer relegated to a battlefield of guns and bombs, but has expanded to include malicious attacks via keystroke. As 1984 as this might sound, the reality is that recent hacks into mega companies such as Anthem, Sony, Target, and Home Depot were all cybercrimes of increasing sophistication and breadth. In this world, where data is synonymous with money, Homeland Security is not just protecting homes and families, but protecting people's identity. Jack Davidson is a professor of computer science at the University of Virginia. He is also president of Zephyr Software, a company that does research and development on cybersecurity for the U.S. government. He said that for both personal and corporate attacks,
the real answer to everything, it's all about the money. You know, what they're trying to do there is gain personal information, social security numbers, maybe if there's bank account information so that they can do identity theft. But really the bottom line is they're trying to steal money from individuals by stealing their identity, and then they can, you know, run up credit card debt.
Any software program inevitably has vulnerabilities, but it is not always clear where vulnerabilities are until they get attacked. So in the programming world, there is a simultaneous dance of programmers trying to find and fix vulnerabilities while hackers are trying to find and exploit them.
One of the problems is that software has become so complex that it's almost impossible to build without having some kind of what we call bugs or flaws in it. And these flaws can be exploited by malicious people. So one of the things that the government is trying to do is to find these flaws or bugs before the software gets deployed out there and being used and then can be hacked.
In technology, there is constantly a tension between usability, affordability, and security. As more and more companies are hacked, though, security is beginning to be prioritized.
In 2014, we had a lot of hacks in the retail industry. Well, that's because a lot of the companies in the retail industry were not encrypting the data. We call them soft targets.
Edna Reed is a former FBI consultant and teaches intelligence analysis at James Madison University.
So if you're looking at network security, if I don't think I'm going to be hacked, I'm not going to go through the extra expense and steps of encrypting my data. But you look at places like law enforcement, healthcare, they should be actively encrypting their data. Law enforcement organizations do that, but we found historically that healthcare organizations haven't been doing that.
Encryption is simply a way of coding data so that it can only be read with the correct key or program. One healthcare organization that did not encrypt their data is the insurance giant Anthem, whose breach earlier this month affected 80 million Americans, including both Reed and Davidson. As Reed mentioned earlier, healthcare and retail organizations are not required to encrypt their data, although they are strongly encouraged to do so. While encryption can certainly provide some protection for companies' vulnerabilities, it will not protect companies if employee credentials have been compromised through phishing campaigns, as was the case with the 2015 attack on Anthem. Anthem is now saying that they believe at least 5 employee credentials were compromised prior to the attack. One could argue, then, that the real problem is not whether or not the data has been encrypted, but which employees have access to that data. Reed says, unfortunately, there isn't a lot people can do to protect themselves from attacks like the one at Anthem, except to call for the company to implement stronger security steps. As for retail, she strongly suggests paying cash whenever possible. For WMRA News, I'm Kara Lofton.